Morning, everybody. Welcome to Landscape Talk morning show. Seth, Brandon, Dan here today. I want to talk about a couple of good things today. Again, processes. I was recently away in South Carolina for a little bit, and the team did great. We have great people. You know, we work at our processes and do that. So just want to kind of unpack that, kind of get the perspective from you guys and talk about that. Just a reminder, if you're interested in growing your landscape business, grow your profits, check out LOS. It's a great setup. One of the things that I really like about the LOS is the idea of it's not just for the owners. As an owner, you go to all the conferences, you learn, and then you got to kind of come back and train your team, which a lot of times it doesn't happen. So with LOS, you get training plus your team and key people can get training so you can grow together. So check them out. There's a QR code there, but some partners there with the show. So we'll dive into it. So again, for the last week or so, I was away down South Carolina. Having a little bit of, spend a little bit of time with family. So it was really good. Try to really shut off things. I checked in a little bit, but I was trying to take a little bit more of a break. Things have been busy. We had a new family member recently, so a baby. So there's just been a lot going on. So just kind of good to get away and spend a little time with the family. So I guess, when you think about landscape businesses, it's a busy time, right? It's busy time. It's spring. But I guess just, from your guys' perspective, how'd the week go? Because I think that's always the thing. And, what have we done to try to help make it so people can go away? I know, Brandon, like you were away earlier for a little bit of time. You have a lot of key things that you do. And, I think hopefully you had an enjoyable time. I think you went to see the Phillies or whatever, and we're down in Florida, so doing these things was important so that not just owners can get away, but like staff and key team members can have, rest and relaxation too. So I think I'd just like to kind of talk about that today and just see how do we do that? How do we help each other? How do you get there? So if you're somebody that you can never get away, I think people are very interested in that. I hear it all the time. I'm always working. I can't stop, things like that. So, what did you see last week? How'd it go? And then maybe how do you get there? That doesn't mean we're perfect at it, obviously. I always say that first, we don't have it all figured out, but just for people that are listening, what was last week like? Did anything miss a beat? How was it? It's springtime. And then how do you get there as an organization or company? So, I'll just throw it out there. Whoever wants to dive in first.
Yeah. I think it's, we have a lot of good processes in place. I think it was pretty much business as usual because everyone knows what their responsibilities are and what they need to do, what's expected of them and their goals for the week. We talked before you left, is there anything that we needed from you? And we made sure we had what we needed for the upcoming week. And, we kind of rolled along, like I said, like business as usual. Everyone knows what their expectations are. We had things set up. If we did need anything from you, we got it ahead of time. You still checked in, but it was, we have everything kind of like planned and set up. It's just basically set the schedule and just do it. And then, I think as long as you're prepared ahead of time and you have your stuff organized and everything's ready to go, it's not a big deal. And I think that's tough for a lot of owners or leadership is like, if you're just winging everything all the time, that's where you have problems that come into play is because you're always winging it and putting out fires, as we like to say. So you're, that's normal. You can make, one thing I learned when I first started is you can make a perfect plan and it's probably not going to go that way. And, there's going to be changes. And I think as long as you have a pretty solid plan and you have people that are capable of making decisions and you give them the formula to make the decision and you trust in them to make good decisions, it goes that way. We talk about the win triangle. And we talk about it with all of our team members. whether you're entry level, you know, everyone looks at the wind triangle, and that's how we make decisions. Like if you're unable to get hold of a manager in the moment and you have to make a decision, you look at the wind triangle and you make a decision based on that and go from there. So I think, you know, it was just business as usual for us, because we have good processes set up and, people make good decisions, and we have everything scheduled out. So it's just pretty much normal stuff.
What is, maybe just explain briefly, what is the wind triangle for anybody that's like listening? They probably think, they might say like, hey, what is the wind triangle? Like, what is that? Or like, how would you just say it in a, you know, simple fashion or explain it?
Yeah, it's basically just a triangle that's even on all sides. So we say for us, we have the customer, we have the team member, and then we have the company. As long as all three of those are winning equally, that's a great decision to make. So whatever it may be, we tell guys to make decisions on that. That it came up the other week where guys didn't follow the process that we have in place for one task. So they didn't get the job done because they didn't follow it accordingly. And the job was left incomplete at the end of the day because they didn't follow it. And I said to them, you know, and they're like, well, we could come in the next day and finish it. And I'm like, well, that's great. Or, you know, the next week, but because it was a Friday, and I'm like, that's great. But, you know, now you're getting overtime or it's sitting there and it's not getting finished. So like the only person that won in that whole scenario is you. The company, the job didn't get done. So the customer wasn't taken care of, and the company's losing out because you didn't follow the process. And we may have to stretch that in another week, bump another job or pay you overtime. So if you follow the process, there's a reason for it. And that leads to everyone winning. So that's the win triangle. That's how we try to make decisions for everyone to win.
Awesome. Dan, what's your kind of take on it? Or, you know, what have you kind of seen from your perspective?
I mean, just going back a little bit to like how we set up processes, I would say like the two key pieces of that are, one, like how clearly the process is laid out. Like how kind of simple it is to know exactly what the steps are to get through this process, and also when that's supposed to happen. Because if those two things are true, then, you know, someone who maybe hasn't done a certain thing before can pretty much step into that role and they know exactly what it is they need to do and when it's supposed to happen. It's like Brandon said, if you just kind of leave it to chance or leave it up in the air, like chances are it's not going to work, you know, the best that it could work. So, you know, we always try to have things laid out, whether it's, you know, doing an interview, doing some onboarding, you know, training somebody, getting guys started in the morning, all these things we want to have like laid out so that if someone does need to step in for someone who's away, you know, it's relatively simple. They can pick it up pretty quickly. And they also kind of know when that's supposed to happen. So we don't have to be, you know, reaching out and making sure it's happening at the right time kind of thing.
Yeah. I think good.
I just one quick like synopsis or thing that I see there is like, we basically have a playbook, right? And then anyone can open the playbook and call the plays because it's pretty clear on how we do it. So I think that's a big thing for our company.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, I think the idea is, you know, when you can really have, like that playbook and processes and like have it trained. I think the thing that, you know, we continue to work on and refine is like from the beginning. So when somebody starts, really kind of setting the expectation of like what they need to do and what they're accountable for. And I remember, I think it was even yesterday, we checked in on, you know, just talking about, you know, some of our people. And, you know, a lot of times people look at like even raises or this or that or what you want them to do, but it all goes back to like you have to communicate what you want the people to do and like what you count on them for, and that becomes a process in itself. And then if you do that, typically things run a little bit better if everybody knows, you know, what they want. You know, I always try to pay attention to like what do you say, and this isn't in a negative way, but what do you say when somebody isn't there? And I'm not saying this in a bad way, but like, if you say something, then I try to like, make sure like that's telling me that I need to say that to the person. And then we just have to make sure we have a process that helps get that thing accomplished. So I think like that's, those are usually the things that need to be worked on, fixed. Processes need to be around them or checked in. I think the other thing with process is you can measure it, right? So if you have a good process, you can say like, is this getting done? How well is this getting done? Maybe even what's the score, you know, that this is being effective. So, you know, I think that that's good. I've, you know, for Brandon, I know you said that you were giving one example. What was the process at the end of the day that you were kind of referring to? Because I think that's helpful to just anytime we can kind of give like a real life example of like, what was the process? So they didn't get the job done, you know, caused some backlogs, but what was the process that we had in place that wasn't implemented that needed to be followed?
Yeah. So basically what happened was a mulch job, and we have a special piece of equipment. It's called MulchMate. And it had a fluke thing that happened. It went down. So they had to go back to like the old school method of like, you know, shoveling mulch, right? So MulchMate fills your wheelbarrow in like 3 to 5 seconds, makes your life a lot easier. So they had to go back to filling the wheelbarrows. And what they did was they didn't follow our process of like saying, we want the whole truck unloaded, so we want to dump everything before we start spreading. Well, they didn't do that. They had someone spreading immediately. And what the problem that occurred was they went through all that, got a second truck there, but now the first truck's sitting there emptied and it's not being reloaded. And that for this particular property, we don't have mulch delivered on site. So we have to run back to our shop to get it, which is maybe 20 minutes away. So what they did was they emptied the first truck, were spreading while doing it, moved on to the second truck and continued to do that same process. Now it's 3 o'clock. They probably need maybe one smaller truckload, 3/4 of a truckload to finish the day. And they have 2 empty trucks, all the mulch is spread and everyone's standing there twiddling their thumbs. So the reason that doesn't work is now if a guy goes back to load up, both trucks are empty. Everyone's standing around twiddling their thumbs, and it's probably going to take him realistically an hour to go back, load and come back, and they're not going to get the job finished. Whereas if they would have followed our process of dumping everything, they could have been spreading as that second truck was going back and getting loaded up again. And then they had the third truck to be working out of there. And there would have been no lull in the action. So that was the problem. And they would have gotten the job complete. Even with the equipment going down, they still would have been able to complete the job. But because they didn't follow our process, that led to them saying like, well, and you know, it would have been a late day. They would have ended up having to work later than they normally do, you know, blah, 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 blah. So because they didn't follow it, it turned into this snowball effect where everyone was losing. Except for, I guess you could say the guys.
Yeah, I think that's a great example, you know, in that area. It's really, really important to, so I think what I want to share is it's really important to identify what might have been going wrong. So like how we got to that point was through seeing it a lot of times and knowing that like when trucks are doing this, maybe they're not being efficient. So that's where we put a process in place. And I think that's the other thing that's good about, you know, peer groups or talking with other companies or paying attention. You can kind of understand what is good and what isn't, and you kind of get ideas of like how to do that. And, you know, that can be really, really beneficial so that, you know, you can eliminate that. Then you make a process around that, you train it, and then you hold people accountable. So like when something doesn't go right, now you can say like, you were trained on this. We did show you this. You know, this is something that we need to do, and it becomes a teaching point versus, oh no, why didn't we get it done? And we never talked about it. So I think that's good. Dan, anything you can think of or want to add to the,
well, it just reminds me, about, you know, people have like different learning styles kind of thing. You know, we always go through our training program with with guys, either new guys or guys that could just use a refresh on certain things. But like, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes it takes just like a little mix up, you know, early on to say like, okay, this is kind of an example. Now you've experienced it. You can see how like it would have worked better a different way. You know, sometimes some guys kind of need that, like they need to do it themselves before it like really fully sticks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think just to elaborate on that. So like, that's a great example. Sometimes like, you know, I think of a kid and you're like, hey, that's hot. And you're like, they keep trying to reach to touch it. And you're like, hey, that's hot. Don't touch it. It's going to hurt. You're going to have an ouchie. And then they touch it and then they go, ow, and they start crying and they get burned. And you're like, I told you, like, and then it like sinks in. So I think, you know, example of Dan said, and then just to elaborate on that. So like that happened Friday. We have a Tuesday meeting with our guys every week and everybody. And we sit down and just go over some key points. Well, we immediately addressed that on Tuesday and was like, talked through it with everyone. And I think it like dawned on everyone on like, why, hey, we do know what we're talking about. There is a reason that we have these things and we want you to follow them. And I think everyone like realized like, okay, yeah, that makes a ton of sense. We understand. They all went through the training program. They all watched the videos. They all did the quizzes on what our process was, but they simply didn't follow it. Sometimes people think they know better, or maybe they just get caught up in the moment and they don't realize it. But I think sometimes, like Dan said, is like you can talk and talk and talk, but sometimes you just need to get burned by the stove to realize, okay, yeah, I got to remember that for next time.
And I think the thing that's really, you know, really interesting with this is that it does, and I say this a lot, but it just takes time and energy to do this. I mean, you have to, you know, you create some training, and then it's, you know, it's on kind of like management and the team to be able to find when it's not going well kind of quickly so that it just doesn't keep repeating. I can think of like years ago when we were doing this where we just kind of let people keep touching the stove or keep letting them do the wrong thing inefficiently and we didn't even know. So like that's a whole nother thing is like once you identify it, you have to create something to do it and improve it so that it does. I think also tying earlier to what we said about, you know, going away and giving people breaks and things like that is really goes back to the processes and clear roles of what people are doing so that, you know, when somebody goes away, like this is what this person is doing and somebody can cover it. I actually had a, you know, conversation with somebody that I was working with and they were going away in September and they've been really struggling to like get things off their plate. They do everything. And then they basically said that, you know, they have to do everything. Right. So they're like, I have to do everything. So then I said, well, who's going to do it while you're away? They're like, well, I'm making a list of what I need to do, what I do so somebody else can do it. I'm like, did you just hear what you just said? So many times it's really about just really creating what needs done so that somebody else can do it. And she realized at the time, she's like, oh, I guess somebody else can do that. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Who? And then I said, well, who did it before you? And they're like, yeah. So that was helping get that off the plate, but we have to identify it, give clear things that we do. And then you can have people do it. And help out. I think that makes it better for everybody. And I think it's tough. You know, it's tough to always, you know, to give things away and follow up. You just really have to know who does what when, and when to step in if it isn't working. So, great topic today. You know, just want to, you know, switch to you can't make it up. Again, you can't make it up are the things that you see where you're just like, you know, I just can't believe that they're doing that. I give the example a lot of times. You've tuned in and heard strapping down dirt, you know, just different funny things like that, that you just can't make up. So have you seen anything recently that, you know, you just want to share for you can't make it up? If you have things, please share it in. You know, we're just compiling a list of different things. And yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to give some awards for some of the best you can't make it up.
Yeah. So I can think of one, ironically, just happened this morning. I was messaging someone on LinkedIn networking. You know, it could be a potential like link up for like, you know, connecting and stuff and lead into maybe some like work together and stuff. And I was just following up, sent a previous message and just was following up with some people. Hey, just, you know, checking in, following up on my last message. And she just, you know, I probably sent messages maybe to her maybe like a week ago. She got back to me and was like, hey, you know, in regards to what? And I just said, you know, networking. And then she came back and was like, okay, I can meet now. And I'm like, well, and it was like 2 minutes later. And she's like, if you can't meet now, let me know. I have something else to do. So it was right before this recording of what we're doing right now. And I was like, unfortunately I can't, I have a meeting. But I'm available later today. And she's like, she says, forget it. Like, don't message me. Don't contact me. Like stop reaching out. And I'm like, what in the world? Like, how do you change from like, yeah, sure, I'll meet with you to I can't right now to immediately be like, don't talk to me. Never contact me again. Lose my number. It was just really bizarre. A really bizarre like scenario. I'm just like, unfortunately this very moment, it didn't work out for me. But I'm pretty available.
I'll give you 30 seconds to jump on a call or else lose my number.
Yeah. I mean, it was like insane a little bit. It was like, and I thought it was like extremely like rude, but I was just like, okay, well, you know, sometimes I guess things work out for a reason. And maybe that was somebody I didn't want to really be dealing with or talking with. But it was really bizarre. And I feel like you can't make that up. Like, it's just, yeah, I can meet with you. Oh, you can't meet right now. Forget it. Don't ever contact me again. So yeah, that's my, you can't make it up. It's hot, fresh, right off the stove this morning. So
yeah. Dan, anything you can think of?
I mean, the only thing that comes to mind for like real recently, that was I was quoting a project, you know, involving like a planting job. And, you know, sometimes it's always good to give like some recommendations, but sometimes when, you know, the client has a clear, specific vision of like exactly what they want, you know, she sends me some, you know, pictures on Amazon or whatever of some stuff she found. And, you know, they're like super specific, like hybrid varieties of things you couldn't possibly get anywhere unless you ordered them online. And I was like, well, you know, I can supply these specific things. But, you know, I can't like guarantee that they're going to get established. It's going to be from like bulbs and seeds and whatever. Or, you know, I can get you like some more standard varieties still in the same like color scheme you're going for. And it'd be a lot, you know, simpler and I could, you know, better guarantee it's going to do well. So like, you know, people wanting like just super specific stuff that like, cause they're not really big into gardening themselves. They just kind of find something online that they like, and they're like that, get me that.
Yeah. It's just wild out there. So, A lot of good things. If you have you can't make it up, send it in. Check out LOS if you're looking to improve your processes, scale your business, grow your profits. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be talking to you soon.